Obama snaps at protesters at glitzy fundraiser with Joe Biden, Bill Clinton. By Christina Wong on March 29, 2024. Former President Barack Obama snapped at protesters at a glitzy star-studded fundraiser in New York City meant to bring in millions for President Joe Biden's 2024 presidential campaign. After several interruptions, Obama, who was joined on stage at the Radio City Music Hall with Biden and former President Bill Clinton, told the protesters, "You can't just talk, you have to listen," according to a Reuters reporter. The three sat for a panel moderated by Stephen Colbert, which was interrupted six times, according to the New York Post. One protester was a woman blowing a whistle and holding a war pig sign. That was followed by two other waves of protests, the outlet reported. "Shame on you, Joe Biden," someone shouted. Multiple people yelled, "Blood on your hands." The protesters were ushered out. Meanwhile, protesters outside the music hall chanted, "Fuck Joe Biden. And Genocide Joe has got to go." The fundraiser was expected to bring in $25 million for Biden, who had called the event a grassroots fundraiser. Actress Mindy Kaling hosted the event, joking, "It is such an honor to be in this room with so many rich people. People are paying up to $500,000 to be here tonight," she said, adding, "For that kind of money at an RNC fundraiser, you get to be Secretary of State." Meanwhile, Biden's predecessor, Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump, was also in New York City, but to attend a wake held for New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed at a traffic stop. The suspect had 21 prior arrests, highlighting New York Democrat officials' leniency towards crime. The contrast between Biden and Trump was stark, as noted by Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. While Biden pals around with the rich and famous, Trump will be honoring the fallen police officer. Trump's team is making the contrast crystal clear with a blistering new statement from Trump campaign communications director Stephen Cheung, provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. In it, Cheung calls the current president and the two former presidents the Three Stooges and lights up the Democrats for hanging around with out-of-touch celebrity benefactors instead of respecting law enforcement officers who give their lives to protect Americans. President Trump will be honoring the life and legacy of Officer Diller and paying respects to his family, friends, and the NYPD for their terrible loss, Cheung told Breitbart News. Meanwhile, the Three Stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, will be at a glitzy fundraiser in the city with their elitist, out-of-touch celebrity benefactors. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.